Welcome to M&A Power and Practice, the podcast for all things M&A. This podcast is a tool for education, information, and making your collective voice heard as members of the Minnesota Nurses Association. Our seventh episode is on the 2023 Commission's elections coming up this fall. I'm your host, M&A staff member Lauren Nielsen, and we're excited to have two commissioners with us this episode. First up, we have Gladys here from the Nursing Practice and Education Commission. Welcome, Gladys. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Gladys, and last name is Ibo. I work at Abbott Northwestern Hospital, and I've been on this commission since late 1980s.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us. Now, you've been on the commission for quite a while. Could you share a little more about what the Nursing Practice and Education Commission does?
So the Commission on Nursing Practice and Education is that actually a group of nurses that have signed on to this work where we review all the educational components that are designed to reach out to the practicing nurses within the union. We also oversee the practice issues, and so we encourage members, if there's any clinical practice issues on their sites where they practice, that they should bring those forward. And within the commission, we discuss and try to find solutions to those, because all with the intention really is patient safety and also making sure that the nurses are respected for what they do at the bedside.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. Now, what does the role of an elected commissioner entail on the NPNE Commission?
Okay, so the role really is just about that, you know, paying attention to all the educational components that reach out to the nurses, and also taking time to review any practice issues that come up from any of the sites. Once in a while, the commissioners are called upon to investigate issues of practice, and also we can be called upon to meet to review educational components that are being discussed within the other parts of the union, such as the nursing committees. We are also expected to serve as delegates to the convention that's being held, and those are held once a year. So the commissioners are expected to be part of that delegation membership to the convention. So those are the role. And then we meet every month. We meet monthly for about 3 hours. And that's when we really designate time to look at the issues that have come up. So by meeting monthly, we stay in pace with whatever is going on in most of the hospitals that the union serves. So that's basically it.
Great. Now, could you tell us, share maybe a little bit more about your experience on NPNE over the years? What's it been like currently? What's it been like in the past?
I would say my experience on serving on this commission, because that's the only one that I have really practiced on or served on as a volunteer, is that it keeps me abreast on nursing knowledge. And also, it keeps me abreast with what the practice issues are. And also, when I'm practicing at work, I can encourage the nurses that I work with to come up or raise questions regarding whatever is going on their practice arena. That way, I can, as a commissioner, bring that forward to the meetings when we meet. So my experience really is positive, because doing this keeps me very active in the profession, and I stay abreast with what's going on. And also, being connected to the National Nurses United, we're actually more exposed to other issues that may be going on locally, internationally, because there's also a global connection to the NNU, and M&A is part of that. So I would say overall the experience for me has been very positive, and I'm sure that most of the members in the commission will say the same.
It's wonderful to hear how many different things that the commission is involved in, and all the different positive experiences and knowledge that you can gain from being on the commission. Now, if you could think back a little bit, do you remember a little bit about why you first joined the commission, or why you decided to run for the NPNE commission?
Well, personally, I am someone that's driven towards knowledge. And so that is the key motivation, really, is that I want to be able to know more. And as nurses, really, I think that's one of the places that we can gain power and maybe have some control over what's going on in the hospital environment. Because the more knowledge that you know or you acquire in practice, it makes you stronger to stand your ground and maybe speak up more when you see things that should not be happening in your practice area. So personally for me, it makes me grounded, it makes me stronger and more professional because of the abreast knowledge that I have, or that I gravitate towards to help to support me in what I do.
Wonderful. Now, in all the time that you've been on the commission, is there anything about being a commissioner that surprised you or that you didn't expect?
No, the commission actually speaks for itself. Nothing that has happened is surprising. We stay within the limits of what we're supposed to be doing. And we can also offshoot to other things, like when we, as a group, travel to the legislative offices to meet with our local representatives if we have issues that's really pertinent to the practice.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that. Now, what is one of the biggest changes that's been implemented while you've been on the commission?
One of the biggest changes that have been implemented is that as you know, we have had two committees, I believe it's health and safety and ethics. And those two committees haven't really taken off the ground, like to have members show up so that there's quorum and they can tackle the issues that are brought up through the ethics committee or the health and safety. So what have happened now in the past few months is that we have had those two groups join the Commission of Nursing Education and Practice, because really when you think about it, nursing practice does involve ethical dilemmas. And so as a commission, we can take on those issues that come up on the ethical background. And also when you think about health and safety, most nurses are presented at work with issues that either impact them as a person or impact the patients that they take care of. So all this can be brought forward now since joining the commissions, so we can put all these issues in one basket. And as a larger commission, be able to tackle all these problems, whether it's ethical or health and safety or issues on practice or issues on education. So it's now one bucket. So that's a huge change that just happened.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a big change and an important change to make sure that those topics are still being covered and that nurses are involved in each of those things. Coming up soon, obviously, we're talking about M&A elections. Now, coming up soon, we have the call for candidates going out, and members of the Nursing Practice and Education Commission are elected during this election cycle. Could you tell me or tell us a little bit about why it's important for M&A members to get involved in the commissions?
Well, I think becoming involved in a commission work such as nursing practice and education, number one, it makes the nurse grow more intentionally and professionally, because you not only are you among other nurses that have the same interest, but you're able to raise your voice and report whatever you think isn't looking right in your practice area, or maybe other nurses have told you. And so being able to be on the ground level of overseeing what's going on in your profession makes one, I believe, a stronger clinical nurse practice person. So I really recommend it, and it has to be something that the individual really wants to become involved in, because it takes time and commitment, and to be able to serve, and you know, it runs for a period of like three-year cycle. Mm-hmm. And so, but members are also allowed to, if they can't, for some reason, cannot continue in the commission work, they can also drop off. But I think those that hold on to it really come to experience how wonderful serving in this commission is.
Now, how can members get involved in the Nursing Practice and Education Commission? Is it just through elections? Can anyone come and attend a meeting? How does one get involved?
I would say members can get involved if they go to the MNA website. I would encourage whoever is interested to, first of all, review the commitment or what the commission calls for. Make sure that, number one, that you have the time and leisure to do it, so that while you're doing it, you're fully into it. Because some people come not knowing exactly what it entails, and then in between, you know, there's frustration or issues that don't comply with one's agenda, and then they drop off. So I would say whoever is interested should go to the MNA website and pull up the area on commission work. And then if you're interested, or if they're interested in the nursing practice and education part of it, to review what being in the commission is all about, and then see if that interests you before signing up. Members can either be elected into the position, or also there's another way that they can get in, I think by recommendation. Or sometimes the union will put up a statement that there's vacancies, and then if they wanted to, they can submit application to serve in the commission.
It sounds like there's a lot of ways to be involved in the commission. Now, before we wrap up here, I just have one more question for you, Gladys. What is your favorite part of being involved in the NPNE commission?
Well, my favorite part of being involved in commission for nursing practice and nursing education is just to see how the nursing practice in and of itself has continued to evolve. And to know that I'm part of that evolutionary process gives me joy, because nursing is definitely my passion, and I think it's a gifted work. And so to be able to be grounded into the ins and outs of how the work should be done, and also to know about the knowledge that supports the work, it's just immensely great. And so that's what pushes me to be part of this commission, and that's why I have chosen to serve for a longer time in this commission.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I would say for whoever is thinking about it, to give it a try, and just step in wholeheartedly and see how you can help to move your profession forward through suggestions on nursing practice issues, suggestions of part of nursing knowledge that you think will support the practice, and then to keep abreast of what's happening nationally, connecting to NNU website, looking at their educational components, and also stepping out to maybe connect globally, because as you know, our world is coming together, and what's happening in one part of the world is actually happening in other parts of the world. And so as a group of nurses, we can promote each other and grow with each other as we serve the patients.
Great. Well, thank you again for joining us, Gladys. We're looking forward to the upcoming elections and looking forward to seeing many nurses submitting their candidacy for the NPNE Commission. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Our next guest today is Marcia Swanson, an M&A member who's here to tell us more about the Governmental Affairs Commission and those upcoming elections this year. Welcome, Marcia. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your involvement on the Governmental Affairs Commission?
Good morning. My name is Marcia Swanson. I'm an RN at Essentia Health Duluth, Miller DeJuan. I've worked in behavioral health now for 22 plus years, at which is the time I become involved in M&A. I was there about a year and I got involved. It all started with a delegate position and then I advanced to the governmental affairs where I've probably been on with all the switches 15 plus years. It has taught me a lot. I knew nothing about politics when I first went in and I have learned tons of stuff. I used to be afraid. Now it doesn't bother me. They're normal people.
Wonderful. Well, that is quite some time on the Governmental Affairs Commission, so I know you have tons of experience that you can share with us. Could you start out by telling us a little bit more about what the Governmental Affairs Commission does?
Sure. The Governmental Affairs Commission is the political arm of M&A. We go out and we screen people that we think would make good candidates. We get to meet a lot of people. So we don't always support them all. We do also go to the Capitol often. We have rallies there. We get to meet the people we need to speak our minds. They listen and they hear us, and we're hoping they will give us good advice and follow us. As far as being a member of the governmental affairs, I have been involved with many different areas. We do more than just screening. We're also sitting the legislator each year for what's happening the following year, our term on the commission.
Thanks for sharing about all the great work that the Governmental Affairs Commission does, Marcia. Now, could you tell us a little bit more about your experience on the Governmental Affairs Commission?
Sure. Over the years that I've been involved in governmental affairs, like I said, I've learned a lot of how a bill starts, works, and gets passed, either passed or not passed, and that is very important. The experience I've learned has helped me develop my own self-esteem, and it makes me understand a little bit more that every one of us are at the same level. Just because they're elected officials don't mean we can't talk to them and be their friends.
Right, right. Great things to point out there. Now, if you could think back to when you first started getting involved with the Governmental Affairs Commission, can you remember what prompted you to join the Governmental Affairs Commission?
Oh, that was quite a long time ago. I joined Governmental Affairs some time ago. I don't remember who actually invited me. I spent a lot of time there with one of my good friends, Mary Kirschling, who kept encouraging me to continue on as she slowly has retired on us. But how I think I got involved. It's been so long ago, I don't remember, but through the years of learning and going, we did a lot of trips around the country to promote what we felt was fair for all citizens, not just nurses, for all people. We are very strong believers in Medicare for all. We have pushed the workplace violence. Right now, our biggie is keeping nurses at the bedside, and you can get involved also. All you have to do is get yourself on that ballot, get elected, and you can do it. Don't be afraid to put your name on the ballot.
What a great pitch for the Governmental Affairs Commission elections coming up this year. So, Marcia, if you can think over the years, either from early on serving on the Governmental Affairs Commission or recently, What are some things that may have surprised you or were unexpected about serving on the Governmental Affairs Commission? Is there anything like that that you'd like to share?
Well, there's always a lot of surprises out there. You really feel like you got the backing of certain supporters, and then you find out you don't have their backing. That really turns things a little sour. You come to find out that not everybody has the same beliefs. My belief may not be yours, but we have to respect each other's beliefs and find a way to get past it to do the best for what's best for all the people in the our nurses right now. I was on the NNU also, so worked at some federal levels there also. But as far as the governmental affairs, we need to be heard. We need our elected officials to listen to us. We need everyone to input. That includes you or anyone else that thinks they can't get their input in there, they can, and we need that very strongly. You are M&A. They work for us, and let's get it out there.
Definitely. You touched on this a little bit, Marsha. Could you share a little bit more about why it's important for M&A members to get involved in commission work?
The commission is run by M&A members. We are M&A. As far as governmental affairs, we've got legislators and we've got lobbyists that work out there for us. And we are there to help promote what we believe in, and they promote what we believe in. Being involved is very important to me because they are hearing us. May not be always what I want, but they're hearing us, and we're getting it through.
Those are very important things to note. Now, Marsha, how can a member get involved in the Governmental Affairs Commission?
That's a good question. Thank you. To get involved in governmental affairs, you don't have to actually be on the commission, but it's great to be a part of that. You can come to our meetings. They're every third Wednesday of the month, and it switches every so often. You can put your name on the ballot and get elected. We also do, like I said, we go to the Capitol, we meet people, we do our rallies, we do phone banking, we do screenings. It's easy to get involved if you want to learn how this works. Come on out to a meeting. You can always sit in on a meeting and get involved with us and get an idea of this something you really want to work for. And it is. It's your union. Let's support it and be a part of it.
Wonderful. And I know we're all very excited for those upcoming elections for the Governmental Affairs Commission, as well as other commissions and the board coming up this fall. Now, one last question for you, Marsha. What is your favorite part of being on the Governmental Affairs Commission?
My favorite part of governmental affairs probably doesn't have a whole lot to do with governmental affairs. It's getting to know new people, meeting new faces, understanding. I may not understand something. The person sitting next to me can explain it, and you've got all kinds of new ideas. You've got people that probably know more than me or you or anyone else, but if you sit down and talk things over, it enlightens it, it gives you more understanding, and I think the learning part of governmental affairs and being involved in the political realm of it was my favorite part.
Great. Well, thank you again, Marsha, for joining us and for sharing all about the Governmental Affairs Commission and how to get involved. We're looking forward to those elections coming up again this fall for the Governmental Affairs Commission, and looking forward to seeing all of the members that are getting on the ballot.
Thank you, Lauren, and we'll keep encouraging everyone to sign up for this. There's also the Board of Directors out there, don't forget that, and several other little commissions going on. I did take part in the convention committee, and that was very interesting also. Thank you.
Great reminders. Thanks again, Marsha, for joining us. Now, listeners, we want to give you another reminder. June 15th is the deadline for nominations for both the M&A Board of Directors as well as the commissions, both the Nursing Practice and Education Commission and the Governmental Affairs Commission. Please visit the M&A website at mnnurses.org and log into the Member Center in order to access those nomination forms. Thanks for listening to M&A Power in Practice. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast through your favorite streaming service so you don't miss a single episode. Want to get in touch? Email power.practice@mnnurses.org for more information.